inside the Idea to Reality Center, known in short as I2R, medical device developers will partner with colleagues in research and medicine. It's the latest step in the vision of Jacobs Institute founder Dr. Nick Hopkins.
If you're going to innovate, one of the big things that's lacking in innovation in most places is the ability to have clinicians at the ready.
Because the Jacobs Institute is physically sandwiched in a building between university researchers and hospital clinicians, developers have access to experts who can help navigate regulatory hurdles and engineering questions and provide expertise in analyzing data, all in one place. East Aurora-based design firm Moog is one of the center's first project partners. Its chief technology officer, George Small, says the model of success in the I2R relies on more than physical layout. It relies on working relationships, what he describes as a learning process through collaboration and an appropriate fail-fast mentality.
When you think about fail-fast, it's not on, you know, you don't fail-fast on people, right? You know, that's the last place that you'd want to do it. And so it's as you introduce technology, there's risk-managed approaches to doing that. And so that's pretty well known within the industry. It's really then how do I increase the clock speed of that?
Partnering with companies outside the local area as well, Hopkins says the goal is to take projects from inception through commercialization, then create incentives to not only bring those partners to Western New York, but keep them here. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.